AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has won the Republican presidential caucuses in Kansas, adding to his wins in Iowa, Alaska, Oklahoma, and his home state of Texas. Cruz's win in Kansas is the first result on a day in which Republicans are voting or holding caucuses in four states. In Kansas today, Cruz said there's no need for insults and personal attacks in the GOP campaign.
We can focus on substance. We can focus on issues. And the way we win this primary and the way we beat Hillary Clinton in November is we tell the truth with a smile.
Rival Marco Rubio was at the 2016 Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland. He says he's concerned about the example Donald Trump sets.
I don't want us to have a president that we constantly have to be explaining to our kids, look, I know that's what the president did, but you shouldn't do that.
Democrats are holding contests in Nebraska, Kansas, and Louisiana. In Detroit, presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton said the future of the Supreme Court is a big part of the 2016 election.
The Supreme Court is on the ballot. My name may be on the ballot, but the Supreme Court and the future of that court is on the ballot.
Her rival Bernie Sanders campaigned in Cleveland and Detroit. They have a debate tomorrow in Michigan. National Institutes of Health infectious disease chief Dr. Anthony Fauci says researchers working to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus are hoping to be able to launch safety trials in the coming months.
How long it will take to prove is always something that you can't definitively predict, but we're on quite a fast track, at least getting it into humans in an early trial by the end of the summer.
He was on NBC's Today program. Meanwhile, state health officials say a Missouri man who traveled to Haiti is that state's first confirmed case of Zika. This is AP Radio News. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch and model actress Jerry Hall are celebrating their marriage in a star-studded event in central London.
Although the couple officially tied the knot Friday at Spencer House, a palace built by ancestors of the late Princess Diana, the religious ceremony took place at St. Bride's, the traditional journalist church in London's Fleet Street. Actor Michael Caine, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, and artist Tracy Emin were among guests attending the celebrity event. Murdoch, the executive chairman of News Corp, and former supermodel Hall were introduced last year and announced their engagement in January. Karen Chamas, London.
Scenes for a movie about the Boston Marathon bombing won't be filmed at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. One of the bombers attended the school, and officials there will not let filmmakers shoot scenes there for the movie Patriots Day, starring Mark Wahlberg. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.